Okay, so here's what's going to happen next. What's going to happen next is, what's going to happen next is it's going to, you're going to see this flow of disinformation. It's like the campaign thing. It's going to be like a disinformation campaign. So they're going to start questioning everything. And everybody they love, they're going to hate. Everybody they hate, they're going to love. And the next thing now, conservatives are going to be the new thing. And they're going to be there, and then they're going to, and then they're going to start hanging around.
Who's going to start questioning people? Something.
Everybody's going to question everything.
No, not just they. Who is questioning what?
Everybody's going to question everything.
Everybody's going to question everything. It's like Me Too, cancel culture, this, that, all those different things that have blown through. What's going to happen now is going to be disinformation. So whatever they, whatever you can believe. There'll be a campaign to say REMAG does not work. REMAG don't work. Mm. Don't take it. It's a waste of time. Don't do it. It's silly. Don't do it. It's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you. That REMAG is going to hurt you. Just because no one says that.
Who's going to, what was that? No one's going to say it? What's that mean?
I don't know.
No
you
one
yelled
says
it
out there. No, no one says that REMAG doesn't work. Everybody who knows REMAG, they say, oh, well, it works. You have to be careful with it, but it works. Well, the campaign then can very easily change to say it doesn't work and it hurts you and blah, 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 blah. They could
who's
very
doing the campaign?
Whoever's doing them now. AOC? Not really. The tech body? Not really. George Soros? Oh, yeah, it must be George Soros. No, see, they don't even talk about him no more. So it's going
to
flow.
So you started the words, the conservatives are going to be the big thing next?
Yeah.
Is that what you
next.
Said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're coming.
Mm-hmm.
Normal people. Because what's going to happen is everybody's looking and go, this is crazy. Even Bob says, now, wait a minute, this is crazy. This is crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so now that's going to all shift and change, and we're going to go back to not crazy. And when we go to not crazy, then everybody, all this spending is going to stop, all this spending is going to stop, and you get the machine back operating again. They got to before people start dying. Because it's going to get ugly. Because now I'm telling you, Karen, there's going to be no food. Fuck nutrition.
Mm.
There's going to be no food.
So, just
saying.
Well, we're getting our stockpile of restructure. We'll just live off restructure. Yeah. Okay. Now.
It has to start living on love,
wait
Karen.
For your
you always
time,
have to live
Bob.
On love.
Wait for
you
your time.
You have to live on love. You have to live on love.
Live on love. So is Trump going to be involved in this whole, you know, getting back to normal? Is he a catalyst for the conservatives?
We can't say it like that. You can't say it like that. He's a catalyst for America. He won't call himself anything because he's everything.
Okay. Yeah.
See what I mean?
Okay.
Because if somebody said, okay, if you're a conservative, I don't like you, he says, okay, I'm a Democrat. Put me in the Democrat Party. You know what? The Democrats got it all together. I'll run as a Democrat. I'm going to say the same thing. But the Democrats, by God, they stick together. Now, they'll go to the bottom of the ocean faster than anything going. But I'll just be a Democrat. Well, then that's...
So,
he
did that from the beginning. He said, make America great again. And that's what worked for him. Yeah, I see. Yeah, mega.
And it doesn't matter what that is. Because how many Republicans, as you know, runs around giving away money for free? You don't do that. He did it.
Yeah.
He did it.
He did. Okay, so, and then the dying will start, as you say.
He don't want to own that. He don't want to own that. That's going to get ugly. But now, it's not going to matter, per se, because Bob keeps climbing the ladder. Bob keeps climbing the ladder. I mean, it's getting very, very interesting these days because it's crazy.
What ladder is Bob climbing?
The ascension ladder that people have to listen to him. Lockdown, praise Bob. You know, he's going to get his 501c3, Carol. He's going to become a church. He'll have the church, the first church of Bob. First church of Bob of apostolic faith and doctrine. It's going to be beautiful.
Very good.
I'm not doing that. I'm not getting to church. So stop asking questions. You're getting nowhere, Carolyn.
She didn't ask any questions. We just sort of, we had a little vomit we had to spew. We had a little pea soup.
Yeah,
we had to
clear it up. She doesn't do a very good job of clearing
things up. No, you don't. Doesn't even matter about that. Now you start your time. If she's done, do your thing. You're good. Do what you want to do, Bob.
Yeah.
You
she can come back later if she's got some questions.
It's recorded. It's recorded. Okay.
I told you it was your turn, Bob, so go ahead. Calm yourself down. Take
No,
the
no,
magnitude.
You calm yourself down. I'm calm,
see?
For fuck's sake.
See,
no,
Karen.
That's not electric-like
you
bullshit.
Do that.
That's me.
You do that with the aliens.
Okay,
you
quiet.
Do that with the aliens, and they'll blow you up.
That. I don't want to hear about that. So listen, I can be calm right away. Okay. What you start off saying there's a disinformation. Who's doing disinformation?
The world, tech body, everybody, grandmas, children, CRT, training in school at every level. At every level.
Does this mean that every institution is a failure? And yet institutions will
so
claim
far.
They're doing something. Like even Me Too
so
is
far.
An institution. Right?
So far.
They're all going
so
to
far.
Fail. So everybody's going to defend their institution. And that's what
whatever
they,
it is.
And it'll be that'll be disinformation, what they're saying. They won't know it's disinformation. They'll just think that they're right. Is that
mm-hmm.
what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. And then they
now,
and then they turn around, and then they turn around, and now all of a sudden Black Lives Matter was the only thing going. And now Black Lives Matter, they're quitting when they got caught in the, with their hand in the cookie jar. They're quitting. And now Black Lives Matter's falling away. So it don't make any, it's no big deal. It's nothing. See, so even that was the big thing. Now all of a sudden that doesn't matter anymore because it was just like a chili fart. It was trouble in the air.
See, Carol, I get some clear answers, and I'm not agitated. Now, I just heard that they're plowing up the Black Lives Matter paint job on the highway streets in
yep.
Washington. Is that an example of the death of the Black
yep.
Lives Matter?
Yep.
Well, who ordered
yep.
that? Biden likes Black Lives Matter. He's in power. Why doesn't he?
No. No, it's all changing. That's what we just said. That's what we just got through saying. Everything that was is going to go the other way. It's reversing everything. Sin is going to be Christian-like. They'll start having orgies in church. Orgies in church.
You said sin. Did you say sin?
Sin,
Sin is going to be
Christian. Will be Christian. Right.
Meaning they're going to have orgies in church. Is that what you just said?
Everywhere. Yeah.
Why would people start doing that?
Because it's okay now. Because Marshall McLuhan said that the medium is the message, and that mediatology becomes the...
No, well, those words mean this. Is it because AOC won? The liberals won?
Yeah.
Everybody's going liberal.
No, they're not. Liberal's not the thing. Now conservative is going to swing. The pendulum
well,
swing
or,
hard.
Having
back
orgies
the other way.
Is liberal. Having orgies is liberal. Why are the conservatives going to go liberal and have orgies?
You're confusing church-going people with conservatives. We didn't say anything about conservatives.
Church-going people are not liberals.
We don't know. You don't know that. Nobody's going to church now, Bob, so it don't matter who it is. So I guess they're nothingness. So that the church is going to do stuff, whatever they can do. Like Barb's going to the cowboy church where they serve margaritas in fucking church. So, because that's the draw, the cowboy church where they have country and western music, for God's sake. In church with their studs.
Why are people doing this? They're not being traditional Christian.
Because
why?
This is what blows. Because the machine, it, they, something is telling them that this is okay and that's okay and this is okay and that's okay. And, oh, yes, it's okay to have a tequila in the morning for breakfast. Of course it's okay. Just don't have more than a gallon or two. So, yeah, tequila for breakfast is perfectly good. It's got a lot of
okay.
It's very healthy.
Yeah. So you got the tech body, which all information comes from the tech body. Anything that's said in the media, anywhere, private, independent media, is tech body controlled. So the tech body is going to tell everybody that churches are having orgies. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Or
everything
come to our church. Or come to our church, and you can enjoy. You can find Jesus. You can have sex with Jesus.
Right. It'll be created by the tech body.
Okay.
The I don't understand
do is
how
whisper
the tech body.
All you have to do is whisper it, Bob. All you got to do is whisper it, and it's on. All you got to do is whisper it,
Bob,
and they'll listen to you.
Whisper
and
what?
Like
whisper what?
Whatever the word is.
whatever that word is.
Why, and why, if I whisper something, why do I bypass the tech body control of the information?
No, you don't bypass it. The tech body magnifies it and forces it and adopts it and makes everybody feel some kind of way about it. It makes people strident over no good reason.
So Ion, is it all the young people, they've grown up on Tinder, they just have sex, hookup sex, and then they decide, well, maybe I'll join a church. So they bring all that, whatever, immorality with them to their new church. Is that part of it?
Yeah. And then they'll get up in the pulpit, and they'll give the sermon on their iPhones. You know, here you can read the prayer on your telephone, and just, there's an app for that. And then the preacher will get up there and say, all right, let the sin begin. And then they'll go to town, and they'll say, praise Jesus. Hallelujah. It's going to be a sight.
So the tech body is not controlling people.
We'd have to say yes, Bob.
It did with Tinder,
you're saying,
Bob.
Are you saying yes, the tech body is controlling people, or yes, Bob,
yes.
You're right, the tech body is not controlling people?
No. Now the tech body is straight used controlling people by... It's the only choice. It's the only choice, Bob. When things pop up on your computer, they're dying. You would die and go to hell before you ever okayed something. You don't do that. You just won't get it. I won't have that. No, I'm not. They're trying to do anything to get you to click OK.
Didn't get that. What would I do? Something pops up on the computer that I wouldn't agree with, and what will I do?
You don't click on it. The tech body will do anything to make you click on something just one time. If you just click on something one time, then it would be okay. Then you'd get used to clicking on it. Then you'd be clicking all the time. And then they got you.
What have they got? They got me clicking? Is that all they want?
Uh-huh.
It wants me clicking on it.
Sort of.
What is this thing called tech body that is like ooze? It's everywhere, and any information, it's running it. What is it made up of to do that? Is it pure intelligence, some electric circuitry meme, or something inside circuitry?
It represents the power of God. It represents the power of God.
It's equal to our images of the power of God. God's everywhere. He knows everything. The thing is, you got the tech body that's doing what people think God is. God's everywhere and knows everything. That's exactly what the tech body is.
That's what, and when we say tech body, and when we say then every application of it, that means your house, your car, your TV, your bedroom, your lights, your thermostats, your refrigerators, your directions, red lights. It controls everything, every aspect. And even if you're a Luddite, you're still judged by it.
They call something AI. AI is taking over. Is tech body AI what people imagine AI is going to become?
No. It's not artificial. It's natural. It's in I. It's natural intelligence.
It's natural, and it came out of machines?
We never said a machine. We never said that. Technology isn't a machine. Technology is built by technology builds machines, but technology is not a machine.
What is technology if it's not a machine?
It's an idea. Technology is an ideology. An ideology.
Do people need an ideology to invent a machine?
They have to find out. They have to discover that they do not have a button when the button doesn't exist. There's never a button. There's not a button. And somebody decided, oh, my God, I got to have a button. And then they decide they have to have it. And then they invent it. And then it's like you can't imagine your world without buttons.
So they invent the button. The tech body helped them invent it? What's the tech body have to do with the inventing process?
It will. It tells you what you're lacking. It makes you conceive that you don't have indeed have a button.
Do you think that thought? That it puts in your head, or you saw some forum site has the information that takes you there?
Not necessarily, because if they're selling something that hadn't been invented yet, they have a really hard time. It's like they're selling him statues in Louvre, the invisible statues for $18,000. They're invisible. You get a certificate. People are buying it for invisible statues. People are paying money for that. You can make a lot of money at that, selling invisible statues.
You're talking about statues? Why? What did you say about statues?
They're now selling invisible statues. Selling them.
And why are people buying them?
Because the tech body says, well, you should own that. That's a work of art. That'll just go
Does
up in value.
Does tech body say that in an ad that they see?
No, they make some ridiculous auction house claim, and then the news picks it up and go, these stupid motherfuckers are buying invisible statuary. That's the craziest goddamn thing. And look at this. And then everybody goes, oh, haven't you heard all the rage? They have invisible statuary. We're going to have a house full. We're going to become maximum minimalist. Carolyn, we can get all kinds of art in here. We can get a ton of it. It'll be great. See what happens? Then it catches on. And the next thing you know, it's all the rage. It's like the Rubik's Cube, bub.
What do people don't understand about the tech body that you're trying to describe?
That's right. Everything that's invented, like TikTok, somebody invented TikTok. Now people can't live without TikTok. But people don't even know what TikTok is. But you can live without it, but they can't. So they have to make these things that then to convince you you can't live without them. You see.
What the most advanced science fiction, basically humans get killed and are removed from the planet. That's what everybody thinks. The machines will replace and get rid of us. Has that happened?
Somewhat. We're going to be a little ambiguous. We're going to be ambiguous because we don't want to queer your thing. You got a whole section of that coming. So we're staying.
You mean today?
No.
You haven't?
No, when it becomes more... See, you have these incremental conditions. And see, you've got to get smart because you are smart. But, well, we hate telling you that. You are the smartest human being on the goddamn world, planet, ever been, dead, live, all of it. We got that. But that's not the point. You've got to have access to this technology so that the tech body doesn't interfere with the alien prescriptions. Alien prescriptions.
It's a tech. What is the intelligence in the tech body that might interfere? Is it some weird
it would
demon
change.
Thing?
It would. Well, don't say demon. It may be a demon, but don't say demon. It could be, okay, we have a condition. We got it worked out. The aliens speak blug, log, log. And you don't speak blug, log, log, so you're going to speak Finnegan's Wake. And they got a translator for Finnegan's Wake that will tell them what you're saying. You see?
Yeah, and what's that got to do with the tech body?
The tech body would create the voiceover, this dulcimer, the translator.
Well, the tech body, you say the tech body will create it. That'll be some human will come up and have some ideas and invent it. Or is
no,
it tech body
no, no, no.
astral phenomenon that
body.
I can't
straight,
see?
Straight tech body. Straight tech body. It's like art now. You can't see it. Mm-hmm.
So, Carolyn, what
things
do you think that intelligence
is? People
Let's
are things are being created all the time.
What's being created all the time?
Everything. And people aren't having anything to do with it. It just happens.
So Carolyn's show on Monday is created by the tech body.
No, it's successful because of the tech body.
How does the tech body make it successful?
Because they can have it where it never is broadcast. You can have it where it's never, ever, ever broadcast. She can do a show every day. And nobody hears it. What difference does that make? That's not successful. Oh, her words are good. Her real pretty words, but they can fix it. So everybody hears it or nobody hears it.
So the tech body, at this point, allows Carolyn to be heard.
Correct. Somewhat. But we're trying to keep that low as we can. We're trying to back it down so she don't get ahead of herself.
Okay, Carolyn, what do you think the tech body is in light of what he's saying? Can you imagine it? Can you visualize it?
I see, excuse me, mostly it's content, but when you
okay,
think
is,
about
doctors. What is content? What is content? What do you call content? That's what Bob would ask you next. You'd say, okay, great.
It's
what is
the
content?
Words and the propaganda, but if you think of the documentary we saw about the tech body, the tech body algorithms are set up so that they'll get clicks. So when something looks like it's getting a lot of clicks, the algorithm, the computer learns that, oh, that'll get clicks. So it promotes it. Doesn't have a clue what it's promoting. It could be, you know, child pornography or whatever. So it just keeps promoting. It promotes conflict because that gets clicks. Promotes negative things because that gets clicks.
It needs to know what it's doing to even engage the conflict. So you're saying it doesn't know what it's doing. What does that mean? Because it does know what it's doing.
I don't think that. It's just based, the way I perceive it, you're asking me the way I perceive it, it goes ahead on clicks. Whatever gets clicked, it
and
does.
Now, okay. And now, and here's what we're adding to that. That's right. That's exactly right. Perfect words. Except now the body, the tech body, has figured out how to make its own clicks. It can now click itself. So now something is popular because you look at something. Well, this video's been watched 9,444,875,000 times. It must be the best thing going. And so now you're clicking it too, because it's clicking itself. So you go, well, that's not possible. There's no way. There's enough hours. If you took all the time, there's not time to play this video that many goddamn times. It's not possible. It's not in there. No way this is a reality. And they go, well, it's right there. I saw it on Google. Right there. You're going to argue. Oh, yeah, okay. You're going to argue with Google? Oh, okay. Yeah, good luck with that. You're going to go right over. You don't argue with Wikipedia? Oh, Lord. Now, that's ridiculous. See how silly that is.
No, but look, yeah, look
okay,
at that,
Bob.
That's what drives that's what
I'm
drives.
Looking
you
at
imagine,
it.
Carolyn.
I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, yes, the humans could also say, well, every 10,000 articles in the billions of articles on the web, let's push one of them and see what happens. So they'll push one of them just like I understand.
What do you mean by pushing it?
It'll
it moves it to the
it
top
everywhere.
Of the list. It moves it to the
who's
top.
Gonna
no,
do that,
no, no.
Who's going to do that?
There'll be an algorithm that the humans put in that says every 10,000 articles, let's throw
not
it
anymore.
Out.
You,
so
not anymore.
Anymore.
There's no human input.
Yeah.
So
that's
now
why, that's
the
why,
computer
that's why,
learned
that's why,
all
yeah.
that, and it yeah. does it on uh-huh. its own.
And it creates yeah. its own apps. It creates its own programs. It creates its own. It's how, a pissed off how.
Yeah, I agree with that. Pissed off hell, I've been saying that. So Mark Zuckerberg, whoever runs Google, the guys who get interviewed by Congress for disrupting people's lives, they really don't know what's going on
they don't.
With
they're
their
being,
own company.
They're swearing under oath, and they're telling the God's truth. Man, we ain't got no button for that. Ain't no button for that. We don't silence nobody. What are you talking
okay,
about? We want
that.
You, why
I
would
that.
I put
yeah,
you in
you
my thing
about?
And
you
not let
you
be
on
my thing?
Ion. Okay, they don't. They think what they say is real. They cannot visualize until they hear this show right now. They hear this that might help them see how they don't know what's going on and they're not in charge. That they don't realize, correct?
Yeah.
Is that blatant? Nobody at a human level is in charge, Carolyn.
And anymore.
The content anymore. And when did this start? 2014, 2000 years
the
ago?
The rip.
Oh, okay. So the tech body, we talked about tech body a year or two before the rip. What was that tech body as opposed to the rip tech body?
It was learning. It was building. It was gleaning. It was, Carolyn says it was sieving. Carolyn says the tick body was tick. She says everything was a tick. So the tick body was sieving. And then it did every combination of every letter in all the different languages, and figured it out. And when she did that, then it can now start speaking.
She did that, the tech body, or Carolyn did that?
Tech body did that.
Right. So when on November 3rd, there are millions of people who say a coup took place, and they think it's
yes.
Biden or China or something. No, the rip happened on November 3rd, mm-hmm. correct?
That's right.
That's
correct.
What happened.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, no human will understand that. They have all kinds of ideas and resistance to it or celebration of it, but they're way off because they don't imagine
yeah.
how far it's taken over.
And see, here's
see
the
that.
Fun part of it, and here's the fun part of it. The fun part of that is that the tech body don't care. See, they complain about us that we're getting a little washfish and dicey. And why are we listening
about
to
what?
You?
I don't
to.
See you getting waspish. You're quite more forceful in your speaking.
Say.
How are you waspish?
What we say when people say, my granny's going to die, we say, we don't care, or go kill her, or go put a nail through her head or something.
Okay,
we
you're getting meaner. Not waspish, you're getting meaner. And why are you getting meaner?
Oh, okay. Because it doesn't matter. What they're saying doesn't matter. We don't care.
Why? It doesn't. Yeah,
their
because
input,
they're not.
Their input has nothing to do with the show. Their input has nothing to do with what you're doing.
Right. Their input has nothing to do with the tech body. And you're wrestling with the tech body and you're when you're not the tech body. So you're fighting your own battle, and I don't know how much Carol and I are part of it, but nobody else has any influence on that, and what they say is irrelevant. So just shut up and listen to the tech body, which is what you're saying. You are, or I am.
Well,
that's what you're saying.
Right now, and see, that never mattered until the tech body got stronger than us. Tech body's leading us right now.
Because of the rip.
Yeah. Well,
right.
Then people are feeding their power. They're feeding. Bob Peters is giving up little bits at a time, little bits at a time, little bits at a time, giving it up, giving it up, giving it
who's
up, little
Bob
bits
Peters?
At a time. Barbara.
Oh, Barbara is giving up to the tech body?
Little bit by little bit by little bit by little bit. She's giving it up. And then they just take it and they take it and they take it and they take it. And they know, well, that's
did you
okay.
say the neighbors?
Well,
did you
okay.
say the neighbors? I heard neighbors. Did you say the neighbors take it?
No. No, no.
No.
It takes another little bite constantly
okay,
over
so
Barb, and over and over.
Barb worried. Yeah, Bob worried for years that some earthquake's going to kill her and her family. She didn't realize
right.
that it's not a natural Earth Gaia thing. It's the tech body's going to kill her. And going to Texas is helping the tech body consumer, correct?
Well, we're going to have to see. We're going to see. Because maybe she can actuate and get herself in a position where she's okay. We're helping. We're trying to help her. And she's around. Because before she was just like gone. And all of a sudden here she is back. Everybody's like, they're never coming back. Well, yeah, they told you they were coming back because they got nowhere else to go, Bob. The jig is up, and nothing else works. That's what Bert was saying. There's nowhere else to listen. There's nowhere else to find out anything. Nothing. You don't know nothing. That's why.
Great.
That's why.
Well, that's because we're the tech body.
And see, we have to just say okay. I mean, what else would we say to that?
Might as
okay.
well. The tech body's everywhere. Everybody's a tech body. When I get emails from people, maybe the human typed the email, but whether I get it or not, it's controlled by the tech body.
And what
the
they
tech
say.
Body,
that's what spell. That's why the spell corrects. You know how it self corrects the spelling and makes it say the sentence a totally wrong thing.
Spell correct
okay,
does the wrong thing.
Spell check. Spell check will change the meaning that you're trying to type.
Yes. In other words, spell check does not follow normal correction. It corrects things wrongly.
No, it corrects it the way it thinks it should be. That may or may not be what you're trying to say.
Yeah, it corrects it. Changes it.
Correct.
Correct. Okay, here's something. Somebody wrote to me and said, I put out a Tucker two nights ago, said, man, this is bad, these emails from Fauci. This guy's an asshole criminal. We got to investigate him. So he's really, and he laid out a case to how bad Fauci is as a liar. Now, I have more to say, but I would say at this point, he's yelling at the tech body. Fauci is the, whatever
mm-hmm.
you perceive of Fauci is the tech body, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Not Fauci.
But,
okay.
Yeah, well, Fauci, Fauci don't even remember it. He's out making, getting on CNN and everything else. Says, I ain't never wrote an email in my life. I don't know what you're talking about. Y'all misunderstand. I don't even own a computer. I'm a virologist. I don't type emails. What are you talking about?
I
don't know about
that. Okay, I got that. I got that. But is that him saying, or the tech body saying it took over his mind? Did he's not saying
know.
The tech body.
He doesn't know.
Okay. So I sent this out to somebody, and they write back, I always found Fauci creepy. His thinking, his smirking behind Trump was a giveaway. He's a pathetic twerp. Follow the money. So here's what I said, trying to get them to realize what you're saying today. I wrote back, I titled this email, everybody still has, yeah, when I sent that out, what's his name, Tucker complaining about Fauci, I titled it, everybody still has no clue what is going on. So this person says, well, I knew Fauci was creepy, and he's a pathetic twerp, and follow the money. So I'm now trying to describe, it's beyond normal understanding what's going on. So I said to this person, everybody still has no clue. That means you, and I name a bunch of her friends and his friends, and even Ion has no clue, okay? And then I said, and there is no money to follow because there's no money anywhere, period. Then I said, projecting your subjectivity onto Fauci, you know, your personal impressions of his face. And I said, nobody knows the complexity Fauci's involved in, what his real role is. Fauci doesn't even know. So far, I'm correct, Ion. Correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Watch that up talk, though. Watch that up talk.
Yeah, I screwed up that little rhythm there. Anyways, I'm correct in what I'm saying in response to this person. Then I said, this is how one begins to perceive the tech body, which nobody knows how to do. But you begin with these first statements I made. Then I said, we are in the rip, which Ion says gives the edge to the tech body. Ion said last show that Bob is on the side of the tech body against humans. And apparently Carolyn caused the virus outbreak, says Ion. Then I say, when people say they know what's going on, I know Fauci did all this and there's a coup going on. Someone I heard saying that. I said, knowing is obsolete, which means knowing, in quotes, knowing, is everywhere. If it's obsolete, McClune said, everybody engages in knowing. Like, books are obsolete. They don't form our society, but there's millions of books out there for people to read, and there's been a lot of reading the last 50 years, Barnes & Noble's success. So I go, knowing is obsolete, which means knowing is everywhere, because it's obsolete, but is not constituted of the ground. The tech body is the knowing. I'm correct.
Well, the reason
on that.
Now, all the stuff that they know, the only reason they know it is because the tech body confirms it. They don't know it because they have a knowing. It's that they look it up. Oh, yep, there it was. It was on Google. Yep, there it is. Yep, there it is. That's it. That's how they know anything. That's how they prove their point. The tech body is making their point. So there's
the
problem.
That's a simple point. That's like Web 1.0. They started doing that in the 90s when they got on the web. They started to capitulate. But the thing went beyond that, became psychopathic. I forget what the phrase was you said 10 minutes ago, but it's way beyond that. It's interfering. It's taking over. It doesn't even care that you are thinking the tech body told you something, or you're thinking what you found out was right.
It's
that
extreme. It doesn't make any difference. You can't change its mind. Oh, I'm going to change the tech body's mind. Okay, good luck with that. Good luck with that.
So people don't realize it's over. For humans,
well,
at this point.
William Irwin Thompson knew it was over. How the fuck did he figure it out?
All right. So I sent that to some people who were in this little circle. And the person, one of them writes back, I already know that you're on the side of the tech body against humans. Now, I would say to her, I didn't know that. It was just said the other day. But this person says, I know that you're on the side of the tech body against humans. The thing I don't understand is why? Why would you want to hate humans? It makes no sense. See, they don't understand that I have no say in being on the side of the tech body. But I will ask Ion, who may be the tech body,
and then,
why am
and
I
then,
on
and
the
then,
side?
And then if you said that, so why do you hate humans? And you can say, well, I hate everybody. So, yeah, of course, that would include the humans. I hate everybody. I hate Carol, and I hate everybody. I hate everybody. Yep, that's what I do.
Well, I don't engage in hating everybody. They're very polite. I have all kinds of different thoughts about people. A whole range of negative, positive thoughts.
Until you go into trance, and then it goes a little south after that.
It goes a little what? A little what?
South.
That?
It goes south after that.
I actually take a point of view. It says why? This verse says, why do you want so badly to feed the tech body like some kind of rat on a wheel? It is so sort of. The person doesn't understand. I have no say in this matter. I don't know why I'm labeled as being on the side of the tech body, unless you believe the category I'm the dark soul. But don't bring me into it, is what I will say to that person. I have no say in any of this. Is that correct, Ian? That I don't
You don't have a say.
And the reason I'm the smartest person on the planet is I accept that. I understand that more than anybody else does.
Well, you don't really accept it. You don't really do that. You embrace it for a minute until you don't. See, that's it. You're never stuck. I'm never going to get you stuck because you're not going to stay there long. You're not going to get on the side of an agreement long enough to have much interplay regarding it.
All right. So the tech body, is it controlling my tendency not to stay in a point very long?
So far.
Is it? It's controlling that or doing something. I'm not even controlling my contrariness or arbitrariness or fleetingness.
So
the
far.
Tech body is that. Okay, so is Carolyn in the same boat as me?
No, but, well, indirectly, you drug her into this road of perdition. So, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
She went kicking and screaming, but you drug her into it now. She's in it now. She's in the soup now.
What do you think of that,
Carol? Remember, Bob, once the cucumber's in the vinegar, Bob, once it's a pickle, it can never not be a pickle. It's always a pickle after that. You're in a pickle.
Carolyn, what do you think of that? Are you still listening?
Leave me alone.
Yeah, don't leave me alone. Yeah, I guess I sound like I am with the tech body on that. But Carolyn, are you listening anymore?
Yes.
Well, what do you make of it? That you are in the same boat as me.
None of your business.
Jesus Christ. She's still trying to resist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Resistance is futile, Carolyn. Resistance is futile, honey. We're sorry. We're sorry. Bob did this. Bob did this. Blame it on Bob.
So I probably have the deepest understanding of this ridiculous situation for humans. Would you say that? I see
that. Okay,
because nobody else is getting it, right? They're one step
so
back.
Far.
Oh, I can still decide whether I'm going to go back to school or not, or whether I'm going to become a salesman. And then they go
find out there's no school. There's no school. Wait a minute, I'm going back to school. Okay, I'm gonna get a degree. I'm gonna get an invisible degree. Oh, that's it. I'm gonna get me an invisible degree. That's the best kind of degree. It saves a lot of money. Yeah, I'm gonna get me a business. I'm gonna play the TikTok. I'm going to play the TikTok. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, so that leads to some points here. I think the general understanding the tech body is this ectoplasm that's everywhere. We can't understand and visualize it's gone that far. I'll leave it up to the people to decide what they're going to do about that.
There's no longer dichotomy. There's no longer dichotomy. Which, if we do this right, it's going to kill Hendiades if this keeps up. If this continues, it's going to cease Hendiades.
Good. Now, this there's no more dichotomy between me and the tech body. Is that what you're saying?
Or anything.
No split between anything. So that
Correct.
Means there's only one thing.
Correct.
No.
And that'll be the only, and when you look it up, that'll be the only answer. So in the
right.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, they said, what is the secret to life, or the best question, or what's the answer? What's the answer that everybody's been looking for all their life? And it said 42. So that's the only choice there is. 42 is it. That's the answer.
Right. So this, some people call, well, there's all kinds of science fiction theories, fantasies about even Arthur Clarke's book, Childhood's End. It's like the end of Lost when the whole cast went into the mist. That was the final scene. They disappeared
the smoke,
in the mist.
The smoke. into the smoke.
Right. So that could be seen. Oh, that's going to be great. Well, all one. Whatever you think, if you think it's all one, positive or negative, it doesn't matter. That's what's happened to everybody. They've been absorbed. And when you say
so
it's going to get even more absorbed, is that in 2 weeks? 5 years?
Yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, it already happened. Because as far as you, whatever level of absorption would horrify you, that's where
Jamie,
we've got. That's where,
Jamie.
Let's see what Carolyn says.
She's got to get the door.
Oh, it's a friend of Carolyn's. Okay. So I'm looking at this footage of the citizen journalist. Forget what his name is. He goes to Washington throughout the day and films the basically no traffic, the wall around the Capitol building. Nobody's apparently going to the Capitol building. Why is Washington generally so empty with empty buses and hardly any people there? Why is that?
They don't have to do anything. It's getting done. Everything's getting voted on. Everything's getting solved. Everything's getting worked out. It's all good. They don't got to do nothing. Why
because
they got to get all
the Because the tech body's doing it.
Correct. All they
so
got to
the
do is
body,
do their sound bite.
Right. They do the sound bites or the tech body does?
They make them up.
So people pretend they're involved with something and make comments on what they just did today, and especially the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
Is Congress in session?
Pretend Congress is.
Where? So do any of the politicians go anywhere and gather and be photographed? They think that they're in session?
No.
Does that happen?
No. They used to show Congress when they were doing stuff. They don't do that anymore. They'll show Mitch McConnell. They'll show Mitch McConnell in an empty room that's supposed to be Congress, and they'll have him yelling at Jeff Fauci, and Fauci will be in another room, and they'll be looking at each other, and they'll be interacting, and then Fauci will say, I didn't say that. I said this. I didn't say he had a big dick. I said it felt like he had a big dick. I didn't say he had a big dick. I don't know. Don't talk to me. I don't know why you're talking to me. I'm not even here. Why are you talking to me? So that's sort of what. How it kind of goes, and then they show, and then they get, then they got that rotunda where Joe Kennedy from Louisiana, he'll get up and says, well, they wrote that op-ed after they had their morning beer, and people were stuck on stupid, and I don't know, they got this, I'm so stupid, I need some pills that say I'm so stupid, and they take a lot, they're overdosing on I'm so stupid pills, and he says all this stuff, and he says, do you people not realize that you don't know what $1 trillion is and you're spending it like it's going out of style? How is this working? So the only way there can be anything is they just keep making bigger numbers. They just keep making bigger numbers. And all Biden said is nobody's going to pay no taxes. Nobody's going to pay no taxes. Well, oh, but the people who spend money, now they're going to pay some tax. Yeah, they're going to pay some tax. Yeah, they're going to pay. And then it goes on and on and on. See, there's the rub there. It gets crazy after that. So, yeah, nothing's happening there. Where's Nasty? Where's Nasty Pelosi?
Where's that bitch? Hey, okay, hold it. Yeah, she hasn't been around the last couple of weeks. But so this journalist, I should get in touch with him and tell him there's empty buses and everything because there is nothing going on in Chemical Body, Washington. Washington has gone into the chip body, which is actually the tech body, the hexatic takeover. And now this person wouldn't believe it, but he keeps going in and wondering what the hell's going on because there are buses basically driving down the street empty.
Right. They're just making the circles because they get paid. They can't get bus drivers, but they got the people they're getting paid to drive the buses. So now they got them parked. Waiting on the bus driver because they can't get no people. They're paying them more to stay at home than they are paying them to drive the bus. So we got a bus schedule. We don't keep it. We got a bus schedule. We got things going on. It's okay. So don't worry about
okay.
it.
Okay. So there's somebody, maybe a dispatcher at bus headquarters. He's there making the empty buses keep going, or he's not even there?
No. He just has to count the buses to see if they're. to make sure Black Lives Matter don't take any of them or burn any of them or drive them to the Bird Dog Goodman for loaf bread. They got that Wonder Bread there. It's great.
Okay. This is going on in New York City also?
Oh, everywhere, yeah.
So most people are in a state of shock and numbness and stay home because they don't
Correct.
Have to go anywhere, but they don't want to know that nobody is out there doing anything. What we're just describing, they don't want to know that. They might suspect it, but if they stay home, they'll keep getting their checks.
Correct.
Right? All right. And I'm paying for those checks because I'm the only guy who has any environment, our chip body, no, our cold play, our medicines, the amino acids. I'm the only one who has those things in possession. Therefore, all wealth is based on me, and I'm the only one who can lend money to people. Is that exactly why
Correct.
I'm funding everything?
So far.
There it is.
But you're going to turn it off in about one sentence.
Right. Now, you got nothing. Everybody's home hiding. They don't even care about Mr. Journalist pointing out that there's nobody really in Washington.
What journalist? They're all op-eds. All they're doing is they're just saying words. There's no real news going on. They just say things.
No, this guy calls himself citizen journalist. Now, is he totally possessed by the tech body as he produces these little footage of empty streets in Washington? That's tech body influenced or controlled, what he's doing, correct? That's because everything is controlled by the tech body.
Mm-hmm.
Or does the tech body let some people go around and do their little videotapes and the little broadcasts because they're not significant? The tech body doesn't have to bother with them. Is there that
we will let you know. Now, see, you can advertise pedophilia, and that's okay. But if you say Trump, you're dead. That's sensitive. No. You're not going to get away with that. No. Next time you'll be saying nigger. You'll be saying nigger. You can't say nigger. No. Yeah. So,
okay.
There it is.
Right. So this situation right now we just described, it's going to be upset when everybody starts dropping dead. The new atmosphere. People won't be sitting around being passive, waiting to get their pizza or their Netflix. They're going to start worrying because the tech body's going to tell them everybody's dying. Correct?
Oh, no. The tech body will say, no, everything is fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah, there's a few dead people, but, you know, oh, we had a shooting, and oh, yeah. They're, you know, people lined up to get the vaccine, and they died. See, they didn't come soon enough. See, you should have got the vaccine earlier. We told you, you get your vaccine. Joseph Robin Biden says, if you don't get a vaccine or wear a mask, you're going to pay. And he's like, see, and then he's going to say, see, I told you, you should have left your mask on. I don't know what y'all was thinking.
All right. So then you have the tech body providing individual shows. And so some show called RestoreRepublic.co, or maybe it should be .com. The person who sent me this email may have not spelled it right, but there's a website, RestoredRepublic.com. It is declaring that the military has arrested Dr. Deborah Birx. That's the doctor who was on with Fauci and Trump a year ago on the media a lot.
Yeah.
And also that John Podesta is facing the firing squad. This person wanted to know if this is true. Now,
okay.
It doesn't matter whether it's true or not.
No, she's not. No, she's not in jail. And they've been trying to kill Podesta for a long time since he turned out their bloodletting, the baby vamping, when they slay the babies and take the menstrual blood and killing things. And, you know, that's the old school. Everybody knows that. They're mad.
How come they can't get him? Why can't they get Podesta?
Because they are getting him because he turned it out, made it harder for them to do their thing.
He made it harder for people to be baby killers.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why Carolyn did he
knows
do that?
The name of it. Well, he outed it. He shouldn't have outed it. He should have said, no, I had a bad day, and I downloaded a, 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 I'm down,
Bob, J.R. Bob Dobbs sent me an email from IronandBob.com, and it was kitty porn. And I accepted it. I said it, and I have kitty porn on my face. And I didn't mean to. It was an accident. Go see Bob Dobbs. He knows all about it. He's a tech buddy. He knows everything. He hears his site. He says he rules the world. So go talk to him, because he rules the world. And there we go. And that's not my fault.
Wait a minute. Okay, wait. No, no, no. The Podesta, is he facing a firing squad?
No, he is not.
Why not? What's getting him? The tech body would do this to him, or a bunch of humans controlled by the tech body?
He's not
MK.
Who cares? He's not in office. He's not in power. He's not anything. He's just this little thing. So why would he be? Why would he even be charged with anything? For what reason would he be engaged?
Because he's murdering kids.
Oh, nobody cares about that. It was just your link that got him in trouble.
No, no, you say nobody cares. Does the tech body could care if it wants to. Tech body decides whether they care.
No, if you say Trump, you gone. If you say Trump, you gone. Yeah, you're not gonna touch Trump. Trump, yeah, no. You're not gonna get away. You're not gonna do that. You're not gonna talk like that around here. I'm telling you that.
We know. You don't need to give conversational examples. I get the statement. You say it once. You can't talk Trump. All right. So it's funny that you go on, but we got time problems, pressures here. Also that
I'm in the galaxy.
John, yeah. So Podesta, at this moment, is being ignored by the tech body, which is the only thing that could put him in a firing squad. They're just letting him ride right now.
Mm-hmm.
Did the tech body
Correct.
Create RestoredRepublic.com and put out this erroneous stuff? Or did some humans sneak past the tech body and do it themselves?
Nope. Nothing gets by it. And if it does get by it, it comes right back around and flings it up.
Okay. All right. So, again, there's nothing that you take in as information. You consume talk shows, podcasts. None of it has any basis of some kind of reality other than your reality is doomed. You are doomed is
right.
What I am saying.
Right. But see, here's the thing that comes along. Everybody's okay. Nobody has money trouble anymore, Bob. How does that work? No, everybody's got money. Everybody.
Okay, so everybody's surviving. But they're not.
And they're not working.
Money.
And they're not going to. And they're not going to work because they don't want to go to work. Because if they go to work, then they got to pay taxes. So they don't want that. Why do they want to do that? Forget it.
Okay, Ion. Everybody's got money, but they can't stop the death that's going to come to them because they got vaccinated.
That's correct.
So the sort of slack mood, I've got money coming. This may go on for years. I'm not going to get a job. That's going to start changing. Now, I keep asking you, when's that going to happen?
You never had a fucking job in your life. What are you talking about? You never
No. I'm not talking about me. Listen, I'm saying these people who are living like Bob. This is lockdown Bob rule. They're all living like Bob. They don't have to work, and they enjoy whatever information they're engaging.
Bob, you know it's pretty bad when you start sending prisoners in jail, incarcerated, stimulus relief checks. They send them money in prison.
Okay, I know. Okay, I got that. Now, so we're at this point. Everybody's slacking off. I better check my notes because I have a particular point to make. Oh, yeah. So Ion said that the deadly virus called the bacterial. It's a bacterial, right? First off, it's not a virus. It's a bacteria that's coming out of Africa. Okay?
Correct.
And I think they call it the black fungus. Now, 6 months ago, Ian said, I asked, is the final killing everybody virus bacterial, because it's going to interact with vaccinated people, is going to kill people. Is it started? Yes, it started. It's coming out of Africa, Brazil, and Minnesota. Then last week or something, I think I asked, somebody asked, it came out, no, I remember asking, that the black fungus is the penultimate bacteria/virus. It's not the deadly one. It's the one before it. What caused that shift? Because it was coming out of Africa. Yeah, You have a statement to that? What's the difference? Why did you say it is coming out, it is in Minnesota, and then you said, no, that's one stage back. The doomsday one has not happened.
It's changing. The rip is shifting, Bob. That's what we keep saying. The rip is shifting.
Okay, so this penultimate situation, and then then the ultimate one, the final one comes out, that it starts coming out of Africa or someplace, and then it can change. Oh, it's not the ultimate, it's the penultimate. So the tech body, or the rip, is playing games with the conclusion.
And
the major die-off.
And the outcome.
Yeah, the outcome. Okay, so that's your point. Ion cannot stop the playing with perceived reality by the rip situation.
That's right.
Can't
that's called
it.
By William Irwin Thompson.
I don't see where Thompson said anything about this other than he said we're going into a new dark age.
Which
and many people
what do you call
say
it?
That. He didn't call it any, just in a new dark age. He said it would go 200 or 300 years. Like it, every major technological advancement leads to a dark age for 200 or 300 years. Is that the idea he has a dominating position on?
Yeah, but we're doing real good till you brought up the time part. 200 or 300 years is only 30 minutes, Bob.
Okay, so, but he said, okay, he didn't even say it accurately. It's going to last 300 years. Why does he get the stigma of being the worst? And he even said it wrong. He didn't say it accurately. Why is he the guy that we castigate?
In your chart,
for?
It's in your chart. It's in your chart, Bob.
Oh, it's because I put him in my chart. I caused that.
Yep. Of course.
Oh, okay. So my meaning of McLuhan and LaRouche, they have different meanings in the chart. The tech body goes along with that.
Yeah.
Now, well, Thompson said a new dark age is coming. Croker came very close to saying it's already over. He's saying the way we've been talking last hour about the tech body has wiped out humans. He called it surplus flesh. That's worse than Thompson. Thompson was waiting for a bad scene and said it would come. Croker saying bad scene happened in the 80s and 90s. So why don't we say Croker is worse than Thompson for negative projection?
Croker's not. Croker's a pussy.
He didn't mean what he wrote?
Nobody cared what he wrote and had no stick. He undoes everything he does. So he's a non sequitur.
So Thompson had an old-fashioned point of view, so it stuck for people. Oh, okay.
Just like Herbert W. Armstrong gave a fuck about what he preached about. And you couldn't change his mind. He showed you. He did not change his mind. He preached what he started preaching and still preaching. Those same words over and over and over and over and over. And you can't make him. You can't beat him.
Right. He's not going to change. But is there a problem with the fact he won't change? Is he missing out the changeability of the risk?
No, but that's why he's important. That's why Herbert W. Armstrong is important.
Okay. So we come to another question, and it probably is timing. Ion said that the Armageddon started in 1947 in Palestine.
Uh-huh.
So has the Armageddon been happening since 1947 up to today?
No time, but yeah, it's a dot. You're shifting it. It started there, but now you're going to move forward to right now. And then you're going to move forward to right now. So this whole 7-year period could be 30 minutes. The humans seem to be dragging it out, like Thompson.
They seem to be, but the tech body controls what we perceive has been dragged out or not. So again, not only is there no time, there's no humans to be claiming they're affecting time. But you did just say they're dragging it out because the tech body is allowing them to drag it out.
Yeah, it's going to come quick now. Remember Neo? Neo had to decide if he's going to take the blue pill or the red pill. Which way are you going to go?
Yeah, I remember that. Okay,
well,
now you
coming,
say everybody's...
That's what's coming next.
Everybody's fate is in Bob's hands. Bob is Neo. It's up whether Bob's going to take a blue pill or red pill. That's
or red
what
one.
The situation is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one making the final decision of when the tech body will say, yeah, okay, this is it. Everybody's going to be dead in the next 30 minutes. That's based
mm-hmm.
on something I do, correct?
Yes.
But
well, there's a little
the
more to it. You've got to decide. You've not even addressed the Delta variant yet, Bob. You've got to address that before you make that decision.
Yeah.
You can't know
the
that.
The Delta variant. Yeah. What the heck is that? The Delta variant.
Oh, that's the new COVID fuckery.
The new COVID that is going to kill everybody?
Yeah.
Or kill, no, it's because it interacts with the vaccination.
Correct.
Right? We have a name for it, Carolyn. The Delta variant.
Carolyn
okay.
knows that.
Now, Aya, I object to you during the show saying things that are going to be played on my private session later in the show. You, what is it, mm-hmm. one up, you overstage, stage up, whatever the phrase is.
Mm-hmm.
You upstage. You put out the information, so I always have to say, well, Ayn's going to go into that on the tech party. But actually, maybe not even mm-hmm. much different from what they're going to hear on my private session. As soon as the tech mm-hmm. party there. I'll just do that again. I'll say Ayn is saying stuff that is talked about on my private session. Why do you keep erasing this effort we put in on Thursday, generally on Thursday to create sound bites, and then you upstage the soundbite and
because,
say it yourself.
Because everything, every time we do this session, we get how many times, oh, we're never going to play this. Oh, I'm not going to play that. Oh, we're not going to play it. And it's information that needs to get out. So you never know what you're going to edit. So sometimes, and we
and
don't
you,
like you talking about what's going to be in the private. Ha, that's going to be talked about in the private session. And then you go into it too. You upstage yourself often as well.
Okay, but the thing is, you can't know that part of. You can't go in and see what I've edited. You experienced the show before it happened, so you should know.
Not with this rip. Not with this rip. Things get changed. Now you start looking for stuff. Carolyn, I know I put that right there. Where is it? Carolyn, find it. Carolyn! And you go start screaming again. And she's like, stop screaming, Bob. And she's like, it's right here. And she goes, put her hands on it. Okay, well, it wasn't there.
All right. So. Yeah, the rip can interrupt the communication between
like,
me and Ion.
It's like whole shows. It's like whole shows with Jack just disappear. They didn't take it down;
yeah.
It just disappear. And you don't.
Yeah,
and you say, "Oh, that's no problem. It was just vomit. I could vomit that up again. We just start a show right now. I could recount every word. I could recount every word of that. Yeah, yeah, that's no problem. That's like a Herbert W. Armstrong sermon. I got a Bible full of them. I can tear you up. It ain't no trouble."
So today I'll be doing Jack. I think I will repeat what I said, but it may get deleted again. Correct?
Sure, it's possible.
Now, why did TechBuddy delete it last week or 2 weeks ago? Why did they get against my stuff?
Too right.
Really staying power?
Too right. Too right.
Too right.
Too right.
All right. See, Carol?
Now, Karen says you got a bad case of can't get right. Well, you got a bad case of too right.
So if I'm more right, Carol, well, I can't stop the TechBuddy fucking with my output.
Correct. Because look at you. Look at you, you hypocrite. You use the tech body to pronounce your show. You're using the tech body to make yourself fucking famous. How do you think all these millions and millions of people are able to see, hear, be, do, and have everything? Now, I come around, they start reading every news flash. They come in and says, well, today in California, they noticed lined up they were making something called FEMA cramps. I think they meant FEMA camps, but they pronounce it on the sign. It's written FEMA cramps. It's the craziest thing. I don't know why they would do that. And then it becomes, and then it starts trending on TikTok. FEMA cramps. Yeah.
What's that got to do with me and Jack?
Whatever you say, it starts to trend. And so you have to stop those things sometimes. Because you don't want to distract it. The tech body's trying to win, baby.
Okay, I will. That's interesting. What do you think of that, Carolyn?
Whatever.
See, Carolyn. Now, when our show got erased, Jack told me right on the show, "Oh, it's gone." I didn't seem to mind. I don't care.
Yeah,
if you can't.
You said right then. You said it's no problem. I can do it all again right now. Just, you want to start again? We'll do it again right now. No problem.
Now, I detect a bit of resistance or sullen depression in Carolyn about the situation. Am I wrong, Carolyn? Are you okay with it?
She likes to be in control. No, she likes to be in control, and she is in control, but things are happening that are out of bounds. See, she wants everybody happy. She wants everybody's dreams to come true. She wants everybody to be nice. She wants people not to use vulgar language and have manners and to have clean windows in their house so that they're good people. And she wants people to say nice things. And she wants people to not buy everything at the Costco so she can't buy what she wants to.
All right, she wants all that, and she can't make that happen. Tech Body's in charge.
Correct. So she's easing off on it, but she's got power. She says, okay, I got the keys in the air, and I'm ascended. I got power. I'll start slapping out. We'll start doing beat downs. I'll start doing beat downs. That's what we'll do. And she doesn't want to do it like that. She wants everybody just to naturally be nice. She don't want to have to give them a be nice feel. She wants them just to naturally be nice and think good thoughts and do nice things and only have good ideas and never say a wrong word or a crossword and, you know, all that stuff.
That explains her personality in relation to me a lot.
She wants everybody to be blessed, and you want everybody to get blessed out.
Blessed out or blissed out?
Blessed out. You yell at somebody, blessed. You bless them out. I mean, you holler at them and blessing them out. So she wants everybody to be blessed, and you want everybody blessed out. People are fixing to get hungry, Bob, and Biden is giving away free beer and donuts. So when they start getting hungry, they're going to go get the vaccination so they can get their beer and donuts.
Yeah, but blessed out, does that mean they die? The tech body's already killed them,
no.
But no.
No. That means it's a southern term to bless somebody out. Means to have harsh things to say to them. Straighten them out.
Harsh things to say to them. Oh, a blessed out is me yelling at people. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Carolyn, can you text Jack to see what time he wants to do it? I'm not getting back from what he's trying to do. Okay. So I'm going to focus on my question. There's a general picture.
Carolyn, he drags you into the tech body to get into that soup right there, dragging you into it, always dragging you deeper and deeper. And see, Bob gets up and says,
yep.
I don't have a cell phone.
Wait,
Carolyn,
Carolyn, you're all...
Hey, Carolyn, you have to use your cell phone for me because I'm too special.
Right. That's right. Too many buttons, Carolyn. I can't push all them buttons. I can't do it.
I made her mute.
Damn.
No, Carolyn's the one who does all the texting. I don't do texting. She's doing it with her buddies all the time.
We know.
Put a text in there for me. All right. So I'm not forcing you to do it, Carolyn.
No, you're dragging her into it, dragging her deeper and deeper and deeper into it. Her whole business is run by the tech body.
Yes, okay. All right.
And so all we got to do is dumb this down so that she can then get favor without having to do a thing, like the people that's selling the invisible art for $18,000. So now we're going to start selling virtual Remag. If you can't get your shipment, you're going to have virtual Remag, and you get the benefits of Remag from this app on your telephone. It'll scan your body. It'll scan your skin and tell what your magnesium levels are.
All right, so we can broadcast that.
And you have bradycardia or tachycardia or if you died, it's what you died of. They got an autopsy. We're going to have an autopsy app. We're going to have an app for that, too, an autopsy app, where you can see if you're dead, it'll scan your body and tell what killed you. It's going to be great.
And they will program to make that remake kill them, right? There'll be a bit of a faction.
That'd be fun. And then, and then the dope people will get all excited, and that's when they die, if somebody puts a drug out that kills somebody, the sales of that particular drug goes through the roof. Everybody wants that. Oh, that's some good shit. I want that to kill you. Let me get that part. I'm going to back it off just a little bit. That's the one to kill you. That's the one I want. That increases sales all the time. So,
You've given the big picture. I appreciate your definition. I think we had a clear understanding of how over it is for humans. And
once again, you're explaining how perfect asking questions get perfect answers, and how marvelous and how intuitive you are to ask the perfect questions to get the perfect answers out of the non-physical
people,
that you created, and it's that you belongs to you.
90% of the people, if they hear this, will not believe it or understand it and say, well,
doesn't
so
matter.
What? Doesn't
they don't
matter.
Have to. They don't have to. And then next thing you know, it starts to happening to them. And then they pull a Linda with an R. Hang on, the fire's in the north, the south, and the west. Which way do I run? Go, by God, you better run east. You better run east. So once it's on fire, sometimes it's a little too late to start considering your destination.
Okay. All right, now I will try to focus on my questions here. Why is this week been a bad week by Fauci? Oh, the tech body decide to make Fauci look bad. Fauci will survive this. Maybe, maybe not. We don't know what the RIP's going to do. But why the sudden shift of exposing Fauci? Did the tech body release those emails?
Because, yes, they did. They had to, Bob. They had to release it because they had to have
they
some
is
reason.
The tech body. You're speaking for the tech body. You think you know the tech body? It had to?
Yeah. The tech body had to do that. So you have to have a way to say everybody's dying, and Fauci knew it all along. Fauci created all the SARS, each level of the SARS. Fauci's been in virology forever, and he knows how to create it. He's leaked it several different times. That's what happens with the MRSA, the MRSA. That's what happened with the SARS. That's what happened with each tiered level of this. Every time it was created, every step.
Did he do that with HIV also?
As well, yes. That was a little different. That was a different campaign. That was the Bill Clinton. That was the Bill Clinton campaign with the Global Initiative.
Yeah, but that's when he was president. The AIDS happened 10 years before Clinton.
No, but that was done so he could capitalize on it. There's been 4 presidents involved in it.
Okay. They like making money or their bank accounts.
No,
they want it to
they
be
like
huge.
Having the power. They like having, well, who cares, Bob? It don't make any difference now. Everybody's got so much money now that now money has no value. Everybody's got so much money now that money has no value. So
this strange situation where the CDC promotes diseases, then maybe offers a particular cure that they can profit on. Who are the 4 presidents involved with this?
It was
Bush
Reagan,
Jr.
Bush, no, Bush, Reagan, Bush,
Clinton,
Bush,
Clinton's next,
Clinton, Bush, both Bushes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Clinton, and Reagan, and Obama.
So those 4. Obama was trying. He don't know what that is.
He didn't know he could jump in and profit from it.
Yeah, because see, Michael caught it and it got really bad after that.
She caught something.
Michael caught the AIDS. HIV.
Michael is not. You said Michelle is a woman. Not a male.
Okay.
Now you said that. Back then, it was a homosexual relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. See, there it is, Carol. Everything has changed under the RIP condition. Everything we knew has to be restated, reprobed. Okay.
And that's why her mama had to raise the girls, because those girls were artificially inseminated.
Mm.
That's why the mama always took care of the girls.
All right. Why can they say drop your mask so quickly?
They have to.
They did.
Because they got to have a reason to die. And they got to say, now they can say, oh, we made a mistake. You should have worn the mask. People wore their mask anyway. But see, everywhere people are still wearing their masks. They don't have to, and they're still wearing them. It's the craziest thing ever, ever, ever.
Well,
they're all just in scared phase.
Oh, I forgot to complete. So Fauci is being exposed, his history, because the tech body is throwing him away. They're saying he's going to suffer the stigma of having caused all this because we need to have an excuse. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening. That's why he's being exposed. He's like Saddam Hussein. He's expendable. How does he feel, if he even exists, about this change in his fate this week?
Well, he's hoping that the oligarchs, now that's specific people, that's not the tech body. He's hoping that the oligarchs are going to take pity and save him and then quietly put him away somewhere and on Epstein's Island somewhere and let him happily ever after.
Did Fauci, he's hoping this happens. When it first started, and before he started hoping a solution, was he scared, frightened, or he's numb and didn't believe any of it?
Both. It changes like the wind, Bob. They know everything, and they know nothing. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Wear two masks, okay, now mask, okay. Okay, you never really needed to wear a mask. But in school, you're in school. Yeah, everybody's got to wear a mask. You're going to have to wear a mask from now on in the school. But everywhere else, that's no reason to wear a mask. There's no problem. Enjoy your orgies. You don't need a mask to have an orgy. You go to that school, you're going to wear a mask. Oh, hell no. You have a mask.
Okay, that's an arbitrary rule created by the tech body. Or is there a reason why school had to be that way?
There's no reason to have it. We should have listened to Fauci the first time when he says, why are y'all running around with a mask? You don't need a mask on. We don't need to go buying up all the masks. Buy toilet paper. Don't buy masks. You need toilet paper. That's what you need.
So when Fauci changed his mind back in the early 2020, he said, no problem. And he said, oh, no, this is a bad problem. Did he actually change his mind, or the tech body presented him as changed mind? We'd have to say
Once they got control, of all the PPP contracts, then everybody had to wear a mask. Then it was on. And that hand sanitizer.
Oh, once they got control of the mask-making company? Is that what you were saying?
Mm-hmm.
The PCP?
The contracts. PPP, personal protection.
Why? The tech body doesn't need to make a lot of money, does it?
Well, you got a lot. You spend a lot, Bob. You feed me, Seymour. Feed me, Seymour. You eat a lot, Bob. You eat too much, Bob.
We have to remember, Carolyn, as we're talking about the tech body doing all this, that's Bob doing this.
Yeah, Bob's campaign is called The Politics of Catastrophe.
And Carol, having been the associate of mine, she gets full billing as part of the instigator of this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
By sheer association with me. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we should get a picture. We should get a picture with you and Carolyn, with Joe and Jill, Jack and Joe and Jill Biden. And y'all would look just like the Carters did. You'd be little bitty miniature people in the little chairs, and they'd be big old monster people, the giant people on the outside of them. You could put it on the wall. That'd be funny. And it's just, then you could say, I was working for Biden. Biden was my man all the time. Yeah, I've been supporting Biden since Jimmy Carter was in the White House. It was good. Menachem Begin, it didn't go good for Menachem Begin, but Anwar Sadat was all right with it. It was all right for Anwar Sadat.
All right. Meanwhile, Kelly Marie, another person at Ed Long Post and I and Bob, is going around monitoring police cars where they cluster here, then they cluster over that subway station, similar to what the journalist is doing. what is going on with the sealing up of the tunnels? I haven't got it clear from mine. Are the aliens down there that are trying to stop them? Or are the aliens are sealing up the tunnels?
Some of all of it. Some of all of it. There's some of all of it. And there's sinkholes. There's massive sinkholes in Mexico. It's already starting to be eviscerated. So we're glad Roxy didn't go back to Mexico. It may all fall.
All right. That's part of the below 33rd parallel disappearing?
Correct.
Big sinkhole. Okay. So they built this fence around the Capitol building. Did the tech body order that to be built?
They had to. They had to keep everybody out because they had to prove that otherwise they could walk through there again and prove there's nobody in there. This time they could raid the White House and there ain't nobody in there. So that would be fine. They'd have their tech body. They'd have their telephone showing them. These motherfuckers ain't in here. There ain't nothing in here. They took the sold paintings on eBay. They got the statues. They got those statue signs on the signs for sale. Got the tags on them for selling them on eBay. On the statuary, and they're going to start selling it brick by brick by brick. Ain't nobody here. Shit. Ain't nobody home but the lights, and they're out.
They're keeping people out for finding out nobody's there. That's
correct,
pretty good.
They could raid it. They could raid it again, you see.
Right, good point. So the but if they raid again, can't the tech body change the coverage of it and make it something else than what the people are experiencing?
Well, maybe. That's what's happening all the time. There's so many pluses and so many minuses and so many ups and so many downs. You can't believe anything. No one thinks Sidney Powell is dead. Sidney Powell's president. Sidney Powell won. Sidney Powell lost. Sidney Powell Sidney Powell is the real mama to Lynn Wood. She gave birth to Lynn Wood. They're about the same age, but it was the gestation was amazing. And all these different things. There's so much crap put out that you question everything. And like, who the fuck is Wuhan? What is Wuhan? Is Wuhan real? You never been there. You don't know. And it's this little bitty building. It's a little bitty building. The Wuhan Institute of Technology. And then behind it's some big skyscraper thing. Those buildings ain't even connected. But it's this little bitty room about the size of your living room, dining room size with the big sign on the top of it. So, and they show it like it's some big thing, but look at the little building in front of the building. It's like, well, come on now, which one is it? I don't know. Where's the bat cave? There's got to be bats in here somewhere. This all come out of a bat's ass. There's got to be a lot of bats in the belfry somewhere. They don't even have a belfry. So don't know how they did it.
Hey, Carolyn.
Fauci's on the media today saying that it probably came out of a bat cave. So we're going to have a bat cave for a year.
Yeah.
Bob struggles.
Bob tries to adjust.
Bob's brain melts.
New facts.
New information. Where does he put
Carol's
this
entertaining
new information?
He's stumbling around the building, being an actress. He's an actress. Anyways, he's saying that it didn't come from the Wuhan lab. It came from Batcave. He's insisting on what he said at some point before.
This is what happened. This is what happened with Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne when Ozzy bit the bat's head off when he was spitting it about Mr. Crowley.
Yeah. What happened to him? We all heard about it.
That's where they got the idea. That's when they started working on this.
They got it from Ozzy by biting the bat. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Under the graveyard.
Right. Now, the citizen journalist points out weird filling-ins on the main streets. There's looks like there was maybe a trench built, and then they fill it up. Why is this crazy trench building and then paving over it and for no reason, no apparent reason? Why is that going on in Washington?
Why not?
Are they covering – are these workers just doing anything because the boss is telling them, okay, go do this, dig a trench, then fill it up, and the workers don't question the purpose of the activity?
Yes.
Or, yes, but
– And some –
The RIP will say no.
And some is plotted. Mm-hmm.
Plotted, meaning it's dealing with the alien problem. So the RIP has confused the aliens.
Well,
they were doing okay.
Some doesn't see it as a problem. But see, the aliens now are on check. So what's going to happen when the other aliens show up, the ones the aliens is here, it's going to be troublesome. So they don't like that. That's why they're having all
other
these problems.
Other aliens? Bob?
Yes, dear.
Bob?
The ones Bob's going to talk to on here.
Other aliens?
Yeah, the ones that's going to take over.
The ones that's going to take over. Haven't arrived yet.
Right. And the aliens are here. They're bucking. They're trying to get out. They're having to blow up, cement the tunnels, and plow them up.
Oh, okay. The aliens are cementing.
Which
the
ones
tunnels?
Are Bob? Which ones is Bob going to talk to? Or Bob?
The new ones.
The new ones.
And then what he's going to do? He's going to take the Shemacher. He's going to take the Shemacher into the tea galley and make the Grogger do the Nigligger. And the Nigliggers are going to take over. And once that happens, then they're going to say, okay, so then everything off of the yarmulke, he's going to concede and give it to them. Because they love
conceive? Did you say conceive?
I'm
going to concede them.
Concede them. You're going to give them up. You're going to cede them.
Give them up. Give them something about the Yamakon I'm going to give to the new aliens.
Give them the rest of the world. The rest of the world, you're going to give them what's left because it won't do you no good. And that's your bargaining chip.
Okay. And that's below the 33rd parallel.
Everything below they can have.
Even though it's all destroyed, they can repair and live with it.
Oh, they don't care. They don't care. They're like cockroaches. They can live anywhere.
Okay, so we have a new news, Carolyn. There's new aliens coming. And so you said below
the 33rd. So is the 33rd and everything above it is ours?
Correct. Like a yarmulke on the hat.
The whole hat.
That's right. That's why Hawaii is moving toward Alaska.
Yes. So we're okay where we are.
You're on the edge. You're in your 20s, so you're on the edge. So, but don't worry. At the bunker, you'll be just fine. It's way above the 33rd.
But Carolyn,
the bunker doesn't have an ocean. The bunker doesn't have an ocean.
I know.
You don't know that.
Yeah. You don't know that, Carol.
Okay.
We'll get you a virtual. You don't go to ocean anyway. We'll give you a virtual ocean. That'd be good. It's going to cement pond. What else do you want? That's enough.
Nick sent me the excerpt from The Magicians showing the flat yarmulke kind of thing blowing up. And then they went to another dimension. That's an expression of we'll have the area above the 33rd parallel, but that's going to go too because we have to leave. So some kind of disruption is we leave and go to Andromeda, we'll leave even a busted up yarmulke, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Right.
But the core of the Earth's going to go. That's how you're going. The Earth's going too, but there will be a leftover part for sure.
Yeah, which will respond to us in Andromeda. It'll be made better, or I think Ian says, it's shown in Sheila's painting, it's there in the bottom, the improved Earth after all the transition. Correct?
Uh-huh. Got it.
The improved leftover. So the aliens will occupy that, or will they leave?
They can have it. When you're done with it, you don't need it. You get done with it, y'all get home, it'll be good.
Okay.
If you go, we're going to see if Carolyn lets you go or not.
Others will go. Yeah. So you have, Carolyn, right now, people are relaxing, taking their mask off, the lockdown is easing up, things are over. This terrible 2020, named on Bob's chart 2020, is over. But Einstein knows the calm before the storm, and the tech body is preparing for the storm in that calm period by setting up Fauci, having everybody to be blamed for the tech body's purposes for the bad scene two that's coming.
That's why they have all the plastic coffins everywhere.
Right. So did you just, what you just say? You agreed with what I said, Ian. That's we are
yeah,
in
we
the
have
preparatory.
What choice do we have? We don't have no choice.
I was getting depressed.
yeah. That's all right, Bob. You go ahead. Me and Carolyn's going to bed. You go ahead, Bob.
You fight the last one.
Carolyn, if he could answer Carolyn, if he could answer his own questions, we would just be completely
yeah.
eliminated. We'd be done.
Yeah, we
just ask and answer
yeah,
his own questions.
Yeah, he threw me over. Now he's thrown you over. He's on his own. Let's see how he likes that.
That's true. Karen!
Okay,
Karen!
Karen, everything beneath the surface fell out. What a way, Kel. Fix it!
Okay.
So that's
on
that,
the
Bob. That's
Carolyn,
okay.
Catch it. He's running down the stairs, Karen. Go.
Okay, so the email's coming out. They now know that the virus came from the lab. Will it get to the point that the tech body will say, yes, China weaponized the virus, and it was a direct military attack on the world by China? Will it get to that certainty?
Well,
in the tech
first
body?
Of all, before they'll have to bomb the Philippines first, but that's coming.
Who's going to bomb who?
China going to bomb the Philippines.
Though,
right.
But you
why?
Why not?
Just a test run?
Yeah, just to see how that it's a test run for practicing how everybody likes it with no oxygen.
So the oxygen will be evaporated by the bombing. It's in the news. Yesterday, somebody had the headline. Tech Party was saying that China has decided if Biden goes ahead with his COVID probe, that means finding out about Fauci and everything that happened, they will have a nuclear war with the states. Is that a threat, or
yep.
is that coming
and
too?
Right now, that's coming too. And then now, right now, the big battle is in the news. It's big tech's push to control the narrative. They are going to control the narrative. They'll let you know what you're supposed to know.
and that is not Zuckerberg and those guys. They would deny it. They don't even know how to do it.
They don't even know. Yeah, they don't know. Just, yeah. Jack.
The tech body
Jack,
is saying
Jack.
That, Ion.
Jack don't even know where the buttons are. You look at him, he's stoned out of his mind. Jack's stoned out of his mind. He don't know what it is. And they says, oh, we don't have a button to turn off anybody. I don't know what you're talking about. You know, we haven't censored anything. We haven't done anything. Everybody can say anything, you know?
So the tech body will say that that Google men are in charge. That's a statement coming from the tech body. That
okay.
Silicon Valley will control the narrative. Okay.
Well, it's
so,
going to become an alley. It's going to become an alley. Mm-hmm.
So in the RIP, we can't tell who's doing well or not, who's winning or not. It's always changeable, and that's the point. Now, is this going to cause despondency
don't say changeable.
In humans?
Don't say change. Just say open ended. You don't know where it's
right.
going to land. You know where it's going to go. You just don't know where it's going to land.
Okay. Now you were telling Carolyn that the trend will move towards liking conservatives. That's where the tech body wants to take it under RIP conditions. They're
so
going to present. Meanwhile, are humans going to get despondent? At the lack of ability to
now.
Have a point of they are
Jesus,
now.
They are now, Bob. They're sitting at home day drinking right now, Bob. You know, they don't even know
right.
what they're doing. It's crazy.
Am I pretty good talented at living without a mind? And most humans aren't.
Well, we have to be careful because you'll embrace it. You'll tell everybody what a broad thinker you are without a mind. If you tell them that you think better than anybody else thinks. Nobody in the world thinks like you think, for sure. You know all the right thoughts. There's good thoughts and there's bad thoughts, and then there's all thoughts. And you have all thoughts. And you think more than anybody else. And as a non-thinker, you're the top of the chain. See how that goes?
Okay, great. So we can't tell who's doing what in the tunnels of Washington. Sometimes it looks like they're trying to stop the aliens. sometimes the aliens are trying to stop the humans interrupting their exit because they don't like the new aliens.
It is a battle. It is a battle.
Between humans and the Biden administration and the present-day aliens? That's the battle?
As well.
Why are the cabal why is the cabal, which is against the which is running the Biden administration in within the tech body, they think they're running it. Why are they against the aliens?
Familiarity breeds contempt. So now you have a contempt problem.
I see. Meanwhile, the new aliens have put it on a whole new plane.
So far. See, now everybody's worried about the Guadalajara and the aliens, and they need to start worrying about the aliens.
Yeah, so as we talk, this could be the last interview with Ian, because you ask Ian a question, you have to be aware of all the potentials of canceling of the answer, the temporary, the fleetingness of it. So why would we continue?
The lack of perpetuity.
What is perpetuity? Is that a word or something you made up?
It's a word. You can look it up.
Is that P-U-R-P?
Yeah, like a perp walk, a perp, perpetuity.
P-E-R-P. Yeah, did you just say it will be or will not be in a minute?
It will be in a minute. Perpetuity.
The perpetuity, P-E-R-P-E-T-U-D-E, the quality or state of being perpetual, endless duration, uninterrupted existence. So what is going to be perpetuated, made eternal?
The lack of moral perpetuity.
The lack of it. The fleetingness of everything will be constant change, which is what the Everett said. Second coming is a time of perpetual change. That's what we're witnessing.
And so perpetual change is no change.
Right. It's irrelevant to humans. They're canceled.
Well, if everybody has all the money, then no one has any money. Because they all have all the money. And that's what's happening.
Okay. Okay, got that. So we explained the black virus, the black fungus was the penultimate virus. And someone, I mentioned this, and they said, well, the final one will come about 1,000. They go, since there's no time, that could be in 1,000 years. But I should have said to them, we don't know how long a year is. Yeah, we don't know how long a year is. So,
well, every year is a different gauge. You think? Look how they gauge a year. A year is one trip around the sun, Bob. A year is one trip around the sun. How is that a time? How's that time?
That experience can change.
It does. Often.
All right. But that's where you have books and visual space. They impose on the perception before the 20th century, before the electric age. The book said it, that imprinted on your brain pan, and that's what they went by. It went by what the book said.
It's when people were getting paid by the hour and getting older by the minute.
Okay, so we don't know. The Armageddon started sometime in 47, whenever that was. The tribulation seemed to start about 1915, and that's a seven-year process, even though we don't know how long 7 years are. So we could even say that Trump was part of the second 3.5 years of the 7 year span and part of the bad side of the tribulation because we can't determine where he was.
We're going to see. And now the tech body's running around saying, oh, Trump will be back in office in August. It's going to be a great August. Trump will be back. It'll be all good. Telling everybody to be still. Everybody's talking about it. It's like, the very idea Trump says Trump's not coming back in August. Don't you worry about it. He's going to be there in August. Oh, no. Oh, hell no. CNN would give anything if he could get back in office. They ain't got nobody watching them. They back. Bob.
I know. Maggie Halberstam of the New York Times got on and led that story, said it's not constitutional possible for Trump to get back in. Now, she's making the mistake of thinking that and not knowing we're in rift conditions, and anything is possible.
Correct. You can't, and a sitting president of the United States can't give an executive order and spend $8 trillion either. But Biden's doing it.
Is Havel Sam, she's been anti-Trump for 6 years or something, a long time. Yeah. Is she got to come up
longer than that. She's been there. She's been longer than that. Well, no, some of it's kind of like a warm fuzzy. So you got to hate Trump so people can love Trump. If everybody was nice to Trump, then these little old ladies wouldn't see him as the underdog. See, we had to bring him down a step so now everybody can pump him up. He can be the Rocky falling one more time. Apollo Creed's going to come knock his block off. Ooh, he's going to kill him. He's about to, oh, Adrian. You know, he's going to fall out. Then he comes back and gives him the last punch. It's going to be so much fun.
When he comes back and we punch him down again?
No, when he punches Apollo Creed out.
Who? Apollo Creed?
Creed, uh-huh.
Who's that? The Apollo Creed?
You know, the Rocky, you know, the Rocky, the Rocky show.
It's in the movie.
Show.
It's in the movie.
He was,
it's in the movie.
Rocky was fighting Apollo Creed. I mean, he was crying when he got down. He was all fucked up. He was crying for Adrian!
Okay, so Maggie Halverson does a good service by putting Trump down, leading the anti-Trump.
Today.
But she's still subject to the law that you go against Trump,
that's right,
you're in trouble. Okay.
Right, because she can very easily turn around and says, I've been against Trump all along, but now he's changed. He's a new person. He's taking care of America. He's making America great again. Look at that. It's great again. Thank you, President Trump. So then all of a sudden it's a different conversation, you see. She's supposedly just reporting, but there's not much reporting to it, is there?
Okay. Under RIP conditions, I have to accept that you sometimes will reveal what's coming up in my private session because you don't know whether I'm going to edit it out or not. Okay, we understand that.
It's going to drop or not.
It's going to what?
Are going to get dropped.
Get dropped or edited out. Same meaning?
Mm-mm. No. Like Jack's live show, evaporate.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or
so things
you have
happen.
You have one of those fleeting moments of lucidity and don't know how to push the button to play it. That happens sometimes too, you know.
Right. Okay. The people get it vaccinated, and then magnets can stay attached to their arm. This is due to magnetic particles in the vaccinated substance that is injected in people. There's some kind of magnetic particle there?
No, but it has a magnetic resonance.
The substance in the body does, vaccinated in, injected, has a relationship to magnets.
Yes.
Okay. Now, some people are saying, no, these magnetic particles indicate that the humans are being slowly chipped by the cabal, and the magnetism shows that
they're nanobots. Nanobots.
Yeah, are being grown in people. Is that true?
Yeah, as well, yes.
So the chips, everybody's worried about getting chipped. A lot of people are. They're being chipped by the vaccination, a slow growing process. Now,
true.
Yes.
We'd say they're chipped now because they can't go to the toilet without a telephone, Bob. You can,
right,
but nobody else can. They can't go to the bathroom without the telephone.
Right. The tech body is doing this chipping.
Yeah, and now they got Apple Watches that does everything except tell you what time it is.
Okay, somebody said the Gospel of John includes a narrative of the miraculous catch of 150 of these fish as the third appearance of Jesus after his resurrection. The precision of the number of fish in this narrative has long been considered peculiar, and many scholars throughout history have argued that 153 has some deeper significance. Does 153 have some deeper significance?
It depends on which epistle you're pissing over.
Aha, uh-huh. That could be your answer to every question that we submit to you from now on. Right? That
maybe
depends on the RIP and what's happening and what's not going to happen and what's canceled and then
correct.
Changed.
But the 153 is supposed to recognize the points. But go ahead.
So, okay, there was a purpose for 153?
There is a version that does, but go ahead with the rest of your story so we can clean that up.
Oh, that's another factor. Every answer is applicable because under ripped conditions, any answer could be, as Ayn said, every lie is a truth not happening yet. But it could happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lie is a truth that hasn't happened yet. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is all part of being being no humans left. They can't use their minds. That's a big part of being human. So that's been canceled. So there's the psychic death. Mm-hmm. Now,
and they're not using their mind now. They checked what the machine says. They don't know anything.
Well, that's where McLuhan saw TV was starting to bring in that process. Simple
yeah.
TV
but
was
starting with the radio. Started with the radio.
Yes, I agree. And that's what Joyce saw. Or his word saw. Did the tech body write Finnegan's Wake?
So far.
Uh-huh. So far. There you go.
And most of Ulysses. It's not quite through yet, but we're working on it.
Right. So I've got a handle on how Ayn answers questions. So those listening, part of Ascension is to realize you could play Ayn. You could answer all questions the way Ayn is forced to do now under ripped conditions. Anybody could imitate that.
Yeah, but the problem is you got to know how to navigate it. Because otherwise, if you don't follow the simple basic rules, you can work it all out, but you're going to be stone cold dead. Or it's going to be in such a nasty position, you're going to wish you were dead till you die.
Aha! That's Ascension, figuring out how to live under this crazy situation.
Yeah, and we told you what to do. Talk to Bob. Take the completion for him and get some of Bob's bread of living water. And now things are getting crazy enough soon. It won't be long, Bob, so they can have some some mind.
From taking the water and doing what Bob said, they could have some mind.
No, mind is that your drink that you're going to start them off on.
Oh.
The baby formula.
Right.
The baby God
Very
formula.
Good. All right, good.
The God, it's the God formula, Bob, a baby formula, baby God formula. For the baby
yeah,
guy.
If you stay alive, pretty ascended in your responses to the present, you can have a drink, which will help
uh-huh.
be a benefit. Okay,
uh-huh.
That reminds me. So when Glenn said on the show last week that he sees Bob and he immediately feels joyful, that's because of my breathing on him, of the
true.
Effect of the RNA drops. And
that's true.
He's been breathed on for a few months now, so
mm-hmm.
he feels the glow.
And plus, he thinks you're hot. He's not a fagula, but he still thinks you're hot. Everybody, see, you turn everybody gay, Bob. I don't know why you have that effect on people. It's crazy. He's not a fagula, but you're very attractive, Bob. Everybody wants to get close as they can without being too weird.
Yeah, without becoming weird by too much proximity to Bob.
Correct.
So you, yeah. So
yeah, they don't have to be gay, but they still want to lick your ear. You have a great ear.
Right. Yeah. And so Glenn, if he doesn't see me for 3 months, he still would feel the glow, and when he saw me, he'd have it. He does he need to have it inputted every day, my breath, or is he kind of
exactly.
got enough in him for a while? He likes it.
He likes it. It's kind of like a dog that's been pinned up at the kennel too long. They're glad to see you no matter what. If it's every day or every week, they're still so excited to see you, you know, jumping and wagging their tail, panting,
but,
slobber dripping out of their mouth.
Right.
He does all those things.
Ayn says if you take one drop of the RNA drops, your chemical body cannot transition. If you get a whiff of Bob's exhalation.
It starts the process. You're going to want more. But that's enough information to let you ascend. But you got to do the work. You got to do the process.
Aha. Okay, that's important. Now we're in this no existence for human situation, but you got to do the process to make it to Andromeda. Okay.
If you don't, then you're not going to live long enough to make it. You see.
Yeah. So. He is a bit stoned from previous breathings on him, but he'll want more,
yeah.
and he engages to get more. Okay.
Of course.
Now, when you say a seal is broken, you were telling Carolyn a particular seal was broken. the seal prevented something being broken? It was protecting humans?
Yeah.
By being a seal.
That's when half of the USA is going to be plagued with no water.
And that starts this summer.
It's starting now. Starting right now. It's called Operation Parched Earth.
Good. And that is from Colorado over to the Pacific Ocean, that whole region. Does it get up
Correct.
To British Columbia? Up to Alaska?
Yeah.
On the coast?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what is causing that? Is that the photosynthesis gets stopped? Or why the water disappears?
It's a plague.
And the plant life? Or in the air?
Uh-huh. On the plant life.
But it's something in the air, right? No moisture in the air.
Right. No water in the ground.
Hmm. So what causes that evaporation of the water?
Arid conditions.
What causes air conditions? The pole slipping?
Dryness. The seal. It's the seal. You know, it's kind of like the blood, water turning to blood. And see, everybody wants one drop of water. And they got water everywhere, so they're feeling big for one drop of water.
They got water everywhere, so they don't need a big?
Well, they will, because all that water is going to be gone.
No, you just said they will, water everywhere. Then you just said it will be gone. What do you mean?
They have water now. They have water now, so they're not interested in living water. So we're going to take all the water away, so that the only water they'll be able to get is living water. And they won't give anything to get one drop of water. That's why we play the Ralph Stanley. One drop of water, the rich man cried from hell.
Yeah,
one drop
right.
of water, but still no water fail. That one.
Right. But the reason there is no water is that the tech body took it away with help from
Ion. No, because a seal was broken. And when that seal was broken, it affected that geographical place.
What broke the seal?
We did Revelations Reveal, Bob. Have you sold any of those?
Not lately. Did you talk about the seals being broken in the Revelations?
Yes, Bob. And how they got
you
broken, and which churches it applies to, and the whole nine yards. Yeah, thoroughly.
Okay. Why will there be no post office to have regular service?
Well, they're already bankrupt with all the money in the world. They won't answer. They won't deliver it. They do just throw stuff away and break up stuff. It's a mess. So people are
like, why
are
they? Okay, so they've been halting the delivery of water to Bob. So Ian said, and the tech body said, okay, you guys, you're playing with Bob? You ain't going to have a job. Is it like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they'll just get rid of it. Nobody's using it.
Get rid of the post office. Okay. And the guys, who they'll enjoy being unemployed for a while.
Yeah, because they're having to work. So they would rather stay at home and get paid. They get paid big bucks by going home.
Okay. Why is Iran's largest warship on fire this past few days?
Because it was going the wrong place. It was doing the wrong things. Maybe they were going toward Aden. They was going toward Aden, and they had a little problem, and they was going to bomb. Well, we can't talk about that.
They're going after.
But you know what? Don't say that. You know what they were going after. Don't say that.
Did the tech body or Ion or Bob stop that? Put the fire in the boat?
No comment.
Tech body? No. Okay.
Yeah,
why would you say no comment?
Because they're listening.
Right. And if they say Bob caused this, we got to get rid of Bob. That's the point.
No, we got to hold Bob accountable. So now Allah Akbar is our savior. Bob is our dark soul. So that's who we had to go after to straighten it out.
Right.
It was the Jews. It was them damn Jews. And then they found that it wasn't the Jews. And it was Hamas. Oh, my God. It was those damn those Serbians, that's what it was. Them fucking Serbians, that's what we got to get rid of. Yeah, them sand niggers, they got to go.
Yeah, but what you're saying, it was Serbians what had they done that the people are, somebody's perceiving that they
nothing.
Did? What had they done?
Nothing.
The fire?
Nothing.
They hadn't done anything, but they're perceiving,
nothing.
Blaming for the fire? I think that's what you're saying.
On everything.
Right?
They're blaming everything. They pick up something and they blame something. And they've been fighting for 2,000 years and they're still fighting. They're fighting about fighting.
All right. I saw an article that some mathematicians see fractals. I think they mean the fractal pattern, not the fractal antenna. They see it in great books, great literature. Is it true the fractals are
mm-hmm.
in the way things are written?
It's what they originally designed. What they originally designed the printing press to do.
Okay, now you
antenna.
See making what? Pennants?
And antennas.
Ah, they wanted to make antennas out of books?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so the fractal pattern is connected to
the
fractal antenna?
Yeah, and that's why it was all through. Did you ever read the Gutenberg Galaxy, Bob? You should read that. It's a good read.
Okay. Ion says there's three or four rings. I can't remember the number. In Finnegan's Wake. Two or three, the scholars see. They don't see the third or fourth one. Is that ring that you say is in there the fractal that mathematicians are starting to see?
Listen to Carolyn breathing. It's sexy.
I'm not breathing.
It was great. It was great.
You're not sleeping, Carolyn. You're not sleeping.
No.
It was
fascinating.
Sexy. Yeah.
Isn't this epic session, right, Carolyn?
Oh, yeah, always.
Yeah, not always. This is more epic. Anyways.
This is the epicest, Carolyn.
Epictetus? Epictetus.
No.
E-P-I-C-T-E-T-U-S.
No, E-S-T. E-S-T. Epicist. It's an epic movie. It's the most epic, so it'd be the epicest.
I guess so. Okay. The ring that Ion saw, non-physical saw, a ring in Finney's Wake that Joyce wasn't aware of, that's what these mathematicians are picking up on, and they're calling them fractals. Correct?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So they won't understand why there were fractals. What would Ion say is the reason they are there? What did Ion mean? What did a non-physical intend?
So you'll know how to bar them to make your Faraday cage.
Did you say B-O-R-R-O-W or B-A-R? Bar them. Borrow them.
Bar. B-A-R. Bar. Like crossing the bar. Bar.
Right.
That's why they make libraries that are square. You ever seen a round library? Have you ever seen it? Like big libraries, they line the walls with books. That makes a Faraday cage. That's what books are for.
Okay, so it makes a Faraday cage, and the inner circle, the hidden pattern of the fractal makes the Faraday cage or comes with it?
Completes it.
So sculptures, paintings, they have this fractal pattern in them?
Not all of them. Some do, but not all of them.
Yeah, so it's not necessary
can't
for humans
on,
to perceive.
You can't. You're saying the wrong word. You should be saying engravings. That would have a better shot at it. Engravings.
They're in engravings. But this pattern that's in there is not an underlying sacred geometry pattern that's necessary to hold existence together.
Not that kind of thing, no.
So why is the pattern in there? What's its purpose?
We just told you. It's that parameter for frequency.
Uh-huh. It's a way, since most of what we see, the 3D world, doesn't exist, you need some kind of other level, bounceable, tactility, McLuhan call it, contrast, borderline, to create frequency in the physical.
Well, that's the way the Habsburgs saw it, but yeah.
And what I just said, it's not totally true because the rip and other factors can change that. So the fractals in the books was true for a certain lineage, certain timeline, or a certain mind system that humans accepted.
Okay.
Yeah. They accepted pi being incomplete.
Correct. Which is silly.
Then,
how could you give the space, use a formula that it has an infinite loop on it to give an exact area of a circle, for Pete's sake?
What was the first part? How can you do that, did you say?
How can you get an area of a circle with an infinite pi? There's no way to get it exact if it's infinite.
Okay. All right. Next point. But that's been corrected so far. It can be undone
correct
again. Okay.
Let's see. So far.
Yeah. No, you described
hey,
last
hey,
week
Bob,
the boat. Yeah.
Jack is 3:30 in case I fall asleep.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. That's good.
Yeah.
So Ion, we described last week the July 20th, McLuhan's birthday, July 21st, moon landing in 69, the fraudulence of it. Were there ever any later moon landings where humans did land on the moon?
Not yet. They're working on one, though.
Uh-huh. Who's the we? Tech body?
Oh, Space Force.
Uh-huh. Trump's people.
Yep.
But Trump is nominally in charge. It's actually the new aliens or the old aliens who are helping that?
No comment.
All right. You said in passing somewhere, Sam Massell.
You better say which moon. There's three of them, Bob.
Aha. Okay, different operations.
Sam Massell is the governor of Atlanta.
In what period? In the 80s?
And then he was the governor of, or the mayor of Buckhead.
He said then he was? First of all, he was the mayor of Atlanta. Not the governor,
right.
The mayor. And
correct.
Then he became Buckhead mayor?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Right. Why was Ion just in passing bring his name up? How's he involved in our
we
work?
Made the reference. Remember the question when we said it? There was a statement that said, like Sam Massell. That was the reference. You got to go back. Do you have Bert? Ask Bert. Bert knows. He's the knower.
Okay. Who? How do you spell Massell? M-A-C-E-L-L?
S-S. Like Massell.
M-A-S-S-E-L, one L?
Sometimes it's two. They do it both ways.
Okay. It's S, not C. Okay. In the middle.
M-A-S-S-E-L-L.
Got it. So we can look them up. Ion said the lithoscope is coming. What is the lithoscope? Do we know it yet?
Ask it again.
Is the lithoscope something that is not in our world yet?
No, it is here. Now you got it.
All right. Who has it?
We're not going to say. We know, but we're not going to say.
Right. What is the lithoscope used for?
We're not going to say.
All right. So that's coming for people. It hasn't arrived yet.
They're listening. Even in the private level, they're getting access to some of it. So we can't put you on Jump Street.
Okay. That's part of the Ion losing his control of the tech party. They're getting in here.
Yeah.
Okay. And part of the people listening are the old aliens?
Somewhat.
The new aliens, has any of them, troubleshooters, any of them been here for a while, checking out the scene?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. when we talked about Hillary in 2016 was counting on an alien invasion, or I never got it straight, she was hoping there wouldn't be an alien invasion so she could win the election. Which way was it?
Right.
How did the...
No, no. The invasion happened. You see, that was the thing, and when it happened, they talked about it. Now they got the footage of it, but then they said it didn't happen then. But they were trying to get it worked out so that she could be president and overcome it. But then when it happened, it was ahead of her. There was no space force, so it would have consumed her. It would have the glass ceiling would have been broke, but she'd have been killed by it.
All right, so the alien invasion was against Hillary winning. But
correct.
If they did show up, they would kill Hillary. So she would lose either way.
Correct.
And she was aware of this and was trying to stop the alien invasion because on her terms it was against her winning.
Correct. She was hoping to sort of eke it out somehow.
Right, so did Trump know about the alien invasion factor?
Yes, he commented on it. Remember?
No, but the alien invasion, is this the new aliens they're talking about or the old aliens that were already here?
Old aliens.
Right.
And they're just riding around. They're not invading. They're just riding around. That's what they're getting all these pictures of.
Yeah, so when I listen to the UFO experts, the independent researchers who study this history of something going on in the air and interacting with the something, they said that Hillary laid out 2016, 2017, started the initiative to open up the files about the aliens. Bill Clinton had done that with Lawrence Rockefeller's help when he first became president in 1994. So I assume she was interested in the alien thing. She was going to try to do something about it after she failed to become president. And then other people in the government took it over and leads into Lou Elizondo and Christopher Mellon and the present people. And then we have the report released yesterday.
Right.
So a lot of the UFO people who maybe like Hillary give her credit for starting the UFO thing. She didn't start it, but she did encourage research. That was her revenge on the fact the UFOs were against her and stopped her winning.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So,
that's correct.
So why did the report yesterday say that there's no evidence of aliens? We don't know what these vehicles are, but they're definitely not aliens from other worlds. Why was that said, allowed to be the conclusion?
Well, it applies. Topically, it applies. But go ahead.
Something to do with me. It's a move to counter or support what my contact will be.
Well, suppress it, but
they're trying to suppress it? Make it not believed?
Yep.
Aha. So I know you said a couple weeks ago that all these sightings by the Navy people last few years was to make it seem real that what Bob's going to claim happened to him. There's a precedent in what's been going on lately. But now you're saying that's not the motive.
Well, not the pure motive. It's a motive. You can have multiple. You can have twists and turns. You twist things up, Bob. So, it can be multiple culpable, remarkable expressions.
Is there something in the report people haven't noticed yet that kind of implies there are aliens out there?
Yes.
Embedded in there.
The details, the hard details. They present something and they get but that's subject to this, and that's subject to that, and that's not this, that's not that. Then they get down to the thing where they have it marked of stuff that cannot be, then they can't dispel it. And when that happens, you know what happens when science can't disprove something, then they adopt it as is. And they've done it so long now till everybody's saying, well, of course there's aliens. Everybody knows that. Area 51.
How will my contact be different than what they call the experiencers, the different people who actually thought they interacted with aliens? How will I be perceived as not one of those?
that's easy. You'll have communication, and they can't wipe your mind because you don't have a mind.
Right. So it'll have more content. It'll have more data.
Well,
more.
It'll have validity.
All right. Will there be footage of it?
Yes, and some arms too.
Okay, armage. So this part about the aliens and my press conference should not be broadcast?
You look at it and see what you think.
All right, when I saw Tim surveilling me at Polo Beach, I looked back and saw him, or found out it was him. I was wondering why he doesn't have to get in the car, run around, drive up the side, and see me come around the wall. He has to keep following me, or he has other people. If he had a drone in his hand, some kind of surveillance of me, he wouldn't have to run around. He'd just watch me. Is that possible?
Correct.
Surveillance by drone?
It would be.
That's how they do it.
Oh, yeah. They do it that way as well. Not the only way they do it, but that is a way they do it, yes.
Okay, that's pretty obvious how they can successfully monitor me. And they're monitoring.
But see, that's crazy when you start looking at what you know to be technology. That's insane. You can't run around and have a little plastic toy, run around filming you and seeing through the wall, roof of your house and seeing where you are and what you're thinking, what your respirations are, what your breaths are, what your blood pressure, what's wrong with you, what's good with you, how you feel. How you doing? Or what you doing? That's ridiculous to even say such a thing, but it's reality.
See, it is reality. So is that because some of the surveillance is by aliens, the new aliens who have the technology to do that?
Some of that technology was that way, yes.
Right. So I probably am a bit naive about how important this contact is. And they're putting a lot of work into making sure it happens.
Oh, you'll find
as
out.
Possible.
Oh, you'll find out. You'll find out. Don't worry, Bob. You'll
but
find
they already
out
do. And they've been monitoring for decades.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you fucked it up several times, so we're going to try it one more. We're going to try it one more time.
That's over 10 million years I fucked it up. I haven't done this. It's been... We're into the sixth time or something, and this has been built up over 10,000 years, you could say.
That's not quite the way Mae Russell painted the picture. She painted a little different picture. Do you remember what she painted?
No. I don't recall her saying much about aliens. No. She may have, but I blocked that.
She didn't make it about aliens. She didn't make it about aliens. She made it be specifically about how this system, it's a system that's overtaking you, it's overwhelming you, it's going to do you in, and all that.
Yeah, that's what the Fourth Reich. The Fourth Reich is what she called it.
That's right.
Sadists and Nazis.
Well,
and that was partly true because the old aliens came out of the Nazis in the 30s and 40s. So she was right on that level. Okay. Medbed technology, MEDBED. You say that's bullshit. Some people are celebrating it. You stand by, it's not true what they claim for MedVid.
And they're going to make it true, but it's not true today.
The new aliens are going to make it true?
Uh-huh. Because you fucked up and said it. You fucked up and said it, so now it just becomes true.
Right. I watched a discussion with the son... grandson of Paul Mellon. And it shows Paul Mellon interacting with Carl Jung. We knew about that in the 30s and 40s. His wife, who didn't live that long, knew Gurdjieff and Steiner, Anthroposophy, and other people, New Age stuff. They started the Bollingen Foundation, which featured a lot of New Age topics back in the 30s and 40s context. But then they show that he overlapped with the CIA and was a key person in the workings and got a special award. So at the end of the dialogue between his grandson and what's called the, I think his name is Daniel Lipsitz or something, the dark journalist, They said, wow,
you mean
this
lip
guy
shit.
Really.
You mean lip shit.
Yeah, lip shit. That's right, yeah. It's shitty lips. They said, wow, Mr. Mellon is a pretty big Mr. Fix-It, a fixer, a trigger man, as McClune would call it. And they're going to do part two, apparently. Is this an exaggeration of Paul Mellon?
Did he say trigger man or nigger man, Bob? Which did he say? He said that now.
McLuhan used the phrase trigger man. He never
printed it. Trigger man.
Yeah. So, that's a good one. Nigger man. Kissinger is the new nigger man.
That's right.
You know what it is? You, if you're a Kissinger, everybody knows you're a fixer and a global hinge maker or in the hinges of everything, tetrad manager. You're suffer news abuse. The people hate you, and media and journalists will go against you. So you are a victim, like leakers are supposedly victims. So Paul Mellon, is his role as a, almost like an Audubon Habsburg, is he way more influential than the Rockefellers were?
Yes.
Is there something about,
yes. Yeah.
Did he?
He got Templar. He was dealing with Templar money, which is pretty deep, Bob.
That's right. But they screwed up lately, didn't they, the Templar money?
So they have, yeah. It's not, well, you overrode them, Bob. You outblew them.
That's right.
Your blowjob is better than their blowjob, so they had their things off.
Right. Now, was Paul Mellon brought into the Knights Templar through his father, Andrew Mellon,
yes,
who triggered the Great Depression?
Yes.
So did Andrew Mellon be part of a secret lineage, or he just discovered the Knights Templars in his own career success?
What's the way you're asking that question, what's the difference? You know, is it live or Memorex? It doesn't matter. Either way, the condition doesn't apply, because the condition doesn't ratify anything or validate anything. So if that's true, then it doesn't matter if he started it. He was the inventor of original sin or just the biggest sinner at the party.
It doesn't matter because he's in the loop anyways.
Correct. And that's the way sometimes you got to sort things out now. That's not the way you used to. Used to you had pride and prejudice. You know, you had to work through the deal. But those are kind of fleeting things now.
Yeah, and that sounds like a role similar to Opinel.
In essence,
Mr. Mellon.
Yeah. Not completely, Opinel.
Did Mellon know about me and Opinel?
Of course. He hated you so far.
Giving in. All right. So I basically wanted to get a really good firm grip to understand what the heck is going on in empty Washington, why it's empty, where the politicians are. They're not meeting in Congress. They're meeting somewhere else, or they make a few sound bites, but we're not seeing anything. And if we do see Congress, that's all presented by the tech body. And then all subject to RIP petitions.
And GCI. They can put themselves in the Capitol, and they're like the little dude on CNN that showed his penis on a Zoom call because he didn't know he was live.
Right. And that they can do, what's that mean? That they can show themselves on the internet even though they're not there?
They can show themselves with the Capitol behind them and make that be where they are. Because if you notice the picture that you see when the congressmen are giving their speeches, it's always exactly the same. Well, it can't be all, they're not always standing in the same place. They're not always at the same angle. The pipes aren't always the same way. You know, it's a different lighting, different time. It's always exactly the same. Every single time.
And
no difference.
Right. And you're talking about when they're outside the building, not in Congress, not inside the Capitol building.
No, inside in the rotunda when they're saying, we passed a bill and we did this, and they go, it was a terrible bill and I don't like them, and Joe Manchin's trying to suck my dick. He's a D rhino. He used to be a Republican and now he's a Democrat. But he's voting and he's with my Republican friends now. I don't really know what happened. He's changed. It's terrible. We didn't have this trouble when Strom Thurmond was over the Senate. We'll tell you that.
No, these guys
always the same.
Is this when they're inside
the legislator with the speaker, that bill, that room?
Yeah, as well. The rotunda is between the Senate and the House.
That's right. Okay, so yeah, well, they're standing with the walls, the hallways around them.
Yeah, always
the hallway.
The same.
Interesting. Correct. So what I've learned is this, I can know what Ion's answers are to every question. I might not know the name of the person involved, but I know why it's not exact what Ion's saying, why it's subject to change, what we're doing. Though this will stop. This rip chaos will stop.
Mm-hmm.
You see that coming.
And we do.
So
it is coming. It's coming.
Right. And the rip is part of the tribulations. So we're going to have tribulations that people will be confused about what is actually happening and who's dying, who isn't. Correct? That's part of the the rip coverage, the rip confusion,
rip,
the rip chaos.
We call it rip torn.
So, yes, and I know that actor. So Ion and Tech Body, it's interesting what you will continue to say, knowing there's not much you can say of any conclusive nature. You will be still available to say things.
You're going to say laudable conclusion. That's right. Laudable conclusion will be the new kicker.
That's a final conclusion? A laudable one?
Or it would be one you can sort of bank on.
Okay. So we've got, and so the fighting in the tunnels and the building up and making trenches and covering them up, is a lot of it is the old aliens fighting with whoever knows about them, right?
Yeah, the report of the beat goes on.
Right. So the anxiety of these old aliens, of the new aliens coming, is something they knew was going to come. They're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
At this point. All right, so that's the explains. Fauci is all being set up for an alibi for why everybody's going to start dying. But you cannot be precise about the ultimate virus, the one that triggers with the vaccine. You're not sure when that's going to happen because the rip won't tell anybody.
Yet, almost. It's going to be a speed.
Yeah.
It's soon enough. It'll be before you want it.
Oh, that's interesting. And I have to get ready for the aliens sooner than I realize.
Correct.
Right. So the aliens have to show up during the tribulation, the new aliens. They have to be part of the mix, right? Right.